The core event is Israel's journey toward the Promised Land, marked by divine judgment and deliverance, military victories, and God's sovereign protection from curses. With the narrative focusing on the Israelites, Moses, and the foreign figures of Balak and Balaam during the wilderness wanderings, the Israelites, having been delivered from Egypt, face opposition from Canaanites and Amorites, internal rebellion, and the fear of the Moabite king who seeks to curse them. The sequence begins with Israel defeating the Canaanite king of Arad after making a vow. The people then grow impatient, speak against God and Moses, and are judged with venomous snakes. Following their repentance, Moses, instructed by God, makes a bronze snake on a pole, so that those who look at it live. The Israelites continue their journey, receive water at Beer, with a song, and then seek peaceful passage through Amorite territory. King Sihon attacks, but Israel defeats him and occupies his land. They also defeat King Og of Bashan, after God assures Moses of victory. Camped in the plains of Moab, Israel terrifies King Balak, who sends for the diviner Balaam to curse Israel. God initially forbids Balaam to go, then permits him but restricts his speech. An angel opposes Balaam's journey, a fact revealed by his talking donkey. Balaam proceeds and, despite Balak's insistence and multiple sacrifices, is compelled by God to bless Israel instead of cursing them, declaring God's faithfulness and Israel's protected status. In the New Testament, Jesus references the bronze snake, stating that just as it was lifted up for healing, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that believers may have eternal life. The psalm echoes the theme of crying out to the Lord in trouble and being saved and healed by His word. This trajectory shows Israel progressing toward the Promised Land through divinely aided military victories and protection from spiritual opposition. With the bronze snake episode serving as a pivotal symbol of salvation through faith, the event sequence underscores God's control over blessing and cursing, ensuring Israel's survival and advance despite internal sin and external threats, positioning this narrative within the larger story of Israel's conquest and God's unfolding plan of redemption.